This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Welcome back to episode 43 of the Strong Style Story Podcast. I am still your host, Selector Jeffrey Wessel, and I am still here with Lawrence O'Brien. Lawrence, what's happening?
Hey, I'm ready for the Mammoth G1 preview.
Yeah, I don't know. After what we just discussed, I'm not sure how mammoth this will actually be in comparison.
yeah, you're right. True.
We just went the distance a little bit here. You can still find me at Strong Style Story without the E in style on Twitter. The blog is at strongstylestory.tumblr.com. You listen to this through Place to Be Nation and the Pro Wrestling Only Board podcast feed. Before we get in, something I forgot to mention at the top of Part A, but let's face it, we were doing a lot of info dumping at that time. I just want to point out the passing of Leon White, a.k.a. Vader, of course.
Jeez. Oh, my God, of course.
Someone who's rather important to the development of New Japan Pro Wrestling and pro wrestling in general. Let's face it, he was one of the most decorated guys in the business. Probably the best big man there ever was, if I'm honest.
I really need to rewatch him and Hosh again. It's been a long while.
I didn't rewatch him and Hosh. I rewatched, you know, the Inoki Riot show.
I rewatched that, and
one of my all-time favorite matches from All Japan Pro Wrestling, even though I seem to be in a minority on this one, was Vader versus Kobashi when Kobashi got it from Vader in March of 2000. I know, like I said, I know I seem to be in the minority on this, but I really always enjoyed that match because I was always a huge Kobashi mark, and you know.
Him and Bam Bam were such a fun tag team too.
They were. Him and Hansen in All Japan were a great tag team in that Real World Tag Determination League or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But I just want to point this out. This may be something that's more suited for Strong Style history. I don't know if I don't think we could condense the career of Vader in New Japan by itself down to an hour. Because of how critical he was for a long time, and you know, a 3-time IWGP heavyweight champion, and that, you know, and let's be honest, he was also a 3-time WCW World Heavyweight Champion, 2-time Triple Crown Champion, and was one of the inaugural Global Honor Crown Tag Team Champions in Pro Wrestling Noah. Two Cold Scorpio. So I mean, he was pretty strong. The only place he really did not have sustained success was the WWF, and I put that firmly on Shawn Michaels' shoulders.
Oh yeah, that definitely did not help matters.
Yeah, but
that whole incident at SummerSlam.
But the less said about that, the better. But. All I can say is it's a sad passing of Vader. I mean, we kind of knew it was coming. He actually had been living longer than I think a lot of us expected to, given the severity of the health issues he's had over the years. But and a lot of people have already written far more eloquently and a lot. More than we're gonna say here today, but yeah, it was a sad passing for in the history of New Japan Pro Wrestling,
right?
If this would have happened, And I, on that note, this is all going to be related. I don't know if and when we're going to approach a Vader retrospective on Strong Style History. We already have the next couple Strong Style Histories planned out, actually. And we're going to do those later in the month of July. The first one is going to be on topic for what we're about to discuss. We're actually going to go back to the very first G1 Climax, which Vader was a part of. Lest we, you know, so we can squeeze some of that history in there. But so when we do the next Strong Style History, it's going to be the very first G1 Climax. The one following is going to be a part two, and I'm going to keep my cards close on that one for right now. But it will be related to the very first. It will be related to the very first G1 Climax. In some level, but I'm just going to keep my cards close on that one. So anyway, we're talking.
So I got an update on Hiromu.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to know this. Yes, because go ahead.
According to Twitter user at Thumbbruiser,
I have heard of him.
Hiromu is apparently at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital, and the nurse was telling them that he is stable currently.
Okay.
That's about all he was able
that's
to
all
get.
We have, but we don't have a prognosis or even a diagnosis?
No, nothing like of that sort. But he's in stable condition, and he's there at that hospital, and I guess like he said, like if you wanted to send him anything, like you could just DM him for like the room number.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I don't know how much I'm going to chase the story. I think there are probably a lot more other people more qualified to do so right now. But
yeah, just a little tidbit. I figured I'd share.
Yeah. So anyway, on that note, it is G1 Climax season, and here we are. It's, you know, the most wonderful time of the wrestling year. It's the most grueling time of the wrestling year too. Because, I mean, assuming that the format of G1 Climax nowadays is, you know, it's 19 shows, all of which having, you know, tournament matches. Let's try this again. The tournament starts this coming Saturday, July the 14th, and with a 2-day stand at Corican Hall. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Oda Ward. My bad. Corican Hall is later. But, yeah, mm-hmm. We have a 2-day stand in Oda Ward Gymnasium. Let's run down the blocks here real quick, because those were announced during Kizuna Road. A block is suddenly without any champions in it.
Yep.
But A block is as follows: Hiroshi Tanahashi, Togi Makabe, Michael Elgin, which, you know, fuck that noise. Kazuchika Okada, Jay White, who just lost a title yesterday.
Yeah.
Yoshihashi, Bad Luck Fale, Adam Page, which that's going to be a match that's going to be suddenly a lot more interesting than perhaps previously thought. Evil and Minoru Suzuki.
Hmm.
So we will not get a Toriano versus Suzuki match in G1 this year.
Sad face.
That is a sad face, because, I mean, that's kind of a feud for the ages there. B block is your new IWGP US heavyweight champion, Juice Robinson. Kota Ibushi, who knows what his loyalties are nowadays.
Yeah,
I don't even know if he's under. I keep listing him as a free agent on the blog, because I don't even know if he's signed a New Japan contract still, or if he's a freelancer. Do you happen to know anything, or not really?
Not really, no.
All right then. So that's where he remains in the meantime. Hiroki Goto, Tomohiro Ishii, Toriano. Which, oh, goodness. Yano against Ishii.
Oh, my.
That might be an ass kicking right there.
when you gotta set your dumb friend straight.
Yeah, you just gotta smack him upside the head a little bit, you know. Kenny Omega, the IWGP Heavyweight Champion. Tama Tonga, which, yeah, that's suddenly a more interesting match than perhaps previously thought. Tetsuya Naito, Sonata, and Zack Sabre Jr. round out B Block.
I feel like B Block is definitely the stronger of the two.
I would tend to agree. I would definitely tend to agree, especially since there's at least, well, I got to count on my fingers. Oh, there's going to be at least 9 A Block matches I definitely will not be watching.
Oh yeah, Hogan.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. Narrows it down a little bit.
Yeah, just a little. Yeah, right. So we take a look now at the lineups here. So on the 14th, 14th and 15th, they're in Oda Ward Gymnasium, the old home where it all started. And right out the gate, we get Balak Fale against Adam Page.
Yeah, obviously that's going to be like, oh boy, interesting.
Yeah, now we're going to be getting some killer. You know, before it was like, oh well, we're still cool because we're all in the unit. Yeah, no, I don't know if that's the case anymore.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that'll go. At least, I mean, I still think it's a little corny, but like the whole like. You know, NWO Wolfpack fucking NWO Hollywood thing, but, you know.
Yeah, that we've been calling for like, what, 2 years now? And now we're finally getting it. Boy, the way they've been prolonging this, though, is just, it's insanity. The prolonging of it. Continuing, Kazuchika Okada and Jay White. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it could be. Hopefully Jay White channels more of his, like, inner shithead that he displayed last night.
I think I would like this direction with, with Jay White quite a lot.
While Okada, like, dances with his balloons in the entrance ramp and whatever. And
Okada's trying to get over losing the title, so, you know, he's going to be, kind of doing things differently a little while, I think. The third match, Michael Elgin and Evil, which, yeah, fuck that. Moving on, Togi Makabe and Yoshihashi. I don't give a shit about that match.
Yeah, no. That's not anything I'm interested in.
Yeah, and
at
then,
all.
And then the slated main event on the first day in Oda Ward, Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Minoru Suzuki. That might be pretty damn good.
All right. Okay.
I'm here for this.
Yeah, that's a good main event.
That really is. Sunday the 15th is also an Oda Ward. This is all B Block. Get this. Okay, Juice Robinson against Tama Tonga. Okay, that might be passable.
Yeah.
Hiroki Goto and Sonata. Ishii against Toriano, so they're getting that out the damn way.
Yeah.
They're getting that one out the damn way. Kota Ibushi and Zack Sabre Jr.
Oh yeah, well they've had
a couple of good matches. Well, at least one. I don't know. Have they had more? I can only think of the one, so.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And then, which sure, even though it's not listed as the main event, there's no way this is not going to be the main event. Kenny Omega versus Tetsuya Naito.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not so confident as to say I think Omega is going to win this one.
Mm.
I really see Naito winning here to set up a future title match.
Right.
So, with that in mind, on the 16th, they go to Hokkaido. Okay, now, see, yeah. I don't understand the booking of this, because we have two shows in Tokyo, then we go to Hokkaido.
Okay, well, Ibushi and Sabre had two matches.
Oh, they did? What was
they had the one G1 last year, then the New Japan
Cup.
Oh,
I forgot about the G1. You're right. I forgot about G1 last year. So, okay. Yeah, it was the New Japan Cup one I was thinking of. So, so then they're in Hokkaido. So they're going to the exact end of... They're going to the opposite end of Japan for this show. Mm. To come... Well, okay. Well, I guess... All right, there's a few days gap. I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe this could work. They're going because it's in Hokkaido, and then when they come back, they're in Korakuen Hall for three days. But there's a 3 day gap. It's a Monday to a Thursday. So okay, that's not so bad. I was like, I think it's like, what wasn't this the general reason why it was assumed that Hayabusa broke his neck was because of all the weird travel schedule that FMW had done on that particular tour. Oy, gavalt. But anyway, yeah, shout out to Brett Bahu, because he's actually in Japan right now. So
yeah, I saw that. I saw he did the Mario Kart gimmick in the streets. That.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, holy shit! I'm jealous. Yeah. I'm jealous as fuck about that one.
Yeah, well, I saw what was it like Xavier Woods and like Becky Lynch and like a couple other people did it when the WWE folks were over there too. I'm like, when I'm in Japan, this is like another must to do, because oh man, that sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, now weren't you gonna try to go to Japan for this?
I was, but I realized 1 week in Japan was going to be like a shit
massive,
show.
Massive undertaking.
Yeah, a jet lag would have murdered me, and like I would have been a disaster. And yeah.
So what are you going to do? See, you should have come down to Daytona then. You could have hung out with your father for a little bit, Lawrence. I mean, come on. I kid.
No, I'm probably going to be hanging out with my girlfriend when she moves up to Boston. That's probably what I'm going to be doing.
Oh, okay. All right. So, anyway, back to... So, in Hokkaido, it's Block A matches. Yoshihashi against Evil. Okay. Okada against Fale. I know there's a lot of people out there that like the Okada-Fale matchup. I just don't get into this match. Ever.
Okada-Fale, yeah.
I know there's a lot of people who think that they have a good rapport. I just don't see it myself.
It's okay.
But then again, yeah, I think you were the one who says you don't think Okada and Suzuki have a good rapport. I think they always have. I always think that they have great matches. So that, you know, again, everybody has different tastes. So, Elgin against Page. So yeah, whatever. Makabe against Suzuki. They did this match earlier this year and it was not that good.
I'm sure it won't be that great because Togi Makabe is not that great.
He's kind of washed at this point. And Hiroshi Tanahashi against Jay White. Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, you had the failed Wrestle Kingdom match that didn't go so well, and.
Yeah, I mean, let's. Yeah, I mean, I maybe this time it'll work out better. Who knows? Who knows indeed? B Block resumes on Thursday the 19th from Korakuen Hall. And on that show, we have Juice Robinson against Kota Ibushi. Okay, that might be decent. Hiroki Goto and Kenny Omega. We've seen this match before, and I don't know how good it was. I don't think it was all that.
Goto and Omega?
Yeah, that was the G1 final 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was a good match.
Was it? I mean, I don't really have fond memories of it, but, you know. I mean, not to say
obviously
that they can't have a good...
Him and Omega and Naito for the Block was better, but that was really good, too.
Okay, I mean, I'll go back and rewatch it. Tomohiro Ishii against Tetsuya Naito. These two always have good matches against each other, I think.
Oh, yeah. They always beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah. Toriano and Zack Sabre Jr. This will be funny.
Oh, yes.
See how many ways Zack Sabre Jr. tries to block a punch to the nuts. And then Sonata and Tama Tonga, I don't know if that's going to be the main event, or I don't know what will be the main event of this show, but Sonata and Tama Tonga, again, might be decent.
Yeah, I think that'll be a good match.
Yeah. It's amazing how we've barely seen the Gorillas of Destiny lately, and now suddenly they're right at the forefront.
Right.
Of things now, so, which is cool. I mean, I don't have anything against it. So, Friday...
They probably did that on purpose.
Yeah, probably. Friday, the 20th, from Corican Hall, Hiroshi Tanahashi against Bad Luck Fale. They have
some good matches. Tana and Fale have had some good wars.
Yeah, they have. They have. It's been a while, but they have. Togi Makabe and Evil, which, okay, I can easily see Evil taking this one easily.
I think I should, to make myself easier, I think I should just skip every single Togi Makabe match and just not watch them.
So that'll be 18 matches you'll skip. Michael Elgin and Jay White, which, okay. Kazuchika Okada and Adam Page, that might be good. That might be a good match.
You know what? I want to see Adam Page get his shot to, you know, go against a real top guy like that. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it is.
And because he did really well against Ibushi, I thought, in Ring of Honor, I don't know. I'm looking forward to that.
Yoshihashi against Minoru Suzuki. We've seen that match before too, and it was kind of but
yeah, it'll be all right.
The last day in Corican Hall is the 21st. Juice Robinson against Tetsuya Naito. That will be okay. I like Naito versus Robinson back when Naito had the IC belt. I like that match. Goto against Ishii. They always go to war.
Oh yeah, that'll be brutal.
Toriano and Kota Ibushi. That'll be. Depending on which...
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I am... Oh, yes. Ibushi will be at his absolute, like, goofiest in that, and I am so ready for that.
Hell yeah.
I am so ready for that. Oh, my God. DDT Kota is going to make a return there for a...
triumphant return,
for
yes.
a little period. Oh, my God.
Sonata versus Zack Sabre Jr., that'll be good. They had a good match in the New Japan Cup, so. And then
that's right. Oh,
and then Kenny Omega and Tama Tonga. Ooh.
Yeah, so that's where things get it's gonna be now with everything that's happened. Oh, excuse me, I apologize. With everything that's happened, I'm sure that's gonna have a little more intrigue behind it now for sure.
Can we possibly go ahead.
They've had some because they've had some, like, tension, those two, for a while, though, now. It hasn't been just, like, recently. And I don't know if you remember back a while back when, like, Tama and him were kind of, like, at each other's throats a little bit. I'm trying to remember when it was, but this is a long-standing thing. That goes a little while back, so, and there's been some, like, professional jealousy there, it seemed like, between Tama Tonga and him, so. No, am I imagining this, or?
Oh, I'm sorry, I had my mic off, my bad. I don't know if they've ever actually gone up against each other, though. That'll be
like
really interesting.
Tag match. I think it was in a tag match or.
Well, I
or
thought
something
that,
of that nature.
I thought that G.O.D. was teaming with Omega during, you know, like one of the cycles of the feud against Cody Rhodes. I thought he was teaming with the Tongans. So it's kind of interesting that now, you know, the Tongans are asserting their authority, or, you know, asserting something on this.
Yeah.
But can we see a Tama Tonga win here to set up maybe a title match at Destruction at one of the Destruction shows?
Yeah, if they want to position Tama like as his big leader of this new sub faction, I could see that.
Yeah,
I could definitely see that. I don't think it's out of the question.
I think Omega maybe not will not have as much of as good of a G1 climax as a lot of people will think.
Yeah, I think they're gonna cool him down a little bit. Yeah, usually the champion, doesn't always like go right through, sometimes, but not
Sometimes. It's been
always.
a long time since a reigning champion has won G1 Climax. It has been a long time.
Right.
So that's on the 21st.
It's just with the now with the briefcase and everything, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to do that.
Yeah, I agree. It's amazing. In the briefcase era, the title has changed hands in that period between G1 and Wrestle Kingdom more than the briefcase ever has, which nobody's ever lost the briefcase.
Yeah.
It
I'm
has to
curious if
ha
that happens
it
this
has
year.
to happen sometime. It has to.
I'm really curious if it's going to happen this year.
Yeah. So on the 22nd, we're still in Tokyo, but we're in Hachioji at the Esforta Arena. Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Adam Page. Togi Makabe and Kazuchika Okada. I mean, I don't know if Okada can even get a good match of Makabe at this point. Yeah. Elgin and Yoshihashi, okay. Jay White and Minoru Suzuki. That might be fun.
That could be, that could be interesting. Yeah,
That could
yeah,
be something.
I think a majority of that match is going to be spent outside of the ring.
Judging by what we saw yesterday in both of their matches, I would tend to agree with that.
They're just gonna like throw each other into fences and throw fences on each other. Is gonna be a majority of that match, and I'm okay with
Exactly.
that.
And then Evil against Bad Luck Fale. That could be good.
All right, you
Right?
know what? I'm here for it. I'm here for it. That could be a good little big boy match.
And then we have another couple of day gap. That show was on a Sunday. The next one is in Niigata on a Thursday. You know what? I'm liking these built-in breaks this year because it
Yeah.
seemed like it was only like we did not have time to catch our breath
Right.
in the last few years. And now they've built in these breaks, and I'm here for it because
Yep.
it's good to chill a little bit, Know what I'm saying?
Mm
So we go to Niigata Aore Nagaoka, Juice Robinson and Kenny Omega. They had a decent G1 match last year, as I recall.
Yeah. Yeah, and Juice got the upset in that.
Yeah, he did. He did.
I remember, that was crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll happen this year, especially since Omega is the IWGP champion, and of course Juice holds a title now too. So I don't
Yeah, it
know. I
probably
mean,
won't.
yeah, but it probably won't happen. Goto and Toriano.
That'll be, what it is.
Yeah. Ishii against Sabre. That's a feud match now. So.
Oh yeah, man, Ishii and Sabre, and those guys have been at it, and so I'm excited to see another match between those two.
Yeah. Naito and Tama Tonga. Ooh, that'll be fun. I
All
think.
right.
I think.
It depends. Tama Tonga is a really funny. He could really show up sometimes, and then sometimes he's just like, I don't know. It's weird.
Sometimes
He's like
he tries to do a comedy act, I think, sometimes.
He just doesn't quite show up. So.
Yeah. And then also Sonata and Kota Ibushi.
Ooh, all right. That's gonna be great. Oh man.
The next night on the 27th, Shizuoka X City Hamamatsu. We have Tanahashi against Makabe, so the guys that make the rounds on the talk shows will
Yeah, it'll
will
be
be up
that. There will
against
be
each
a
other.
collective. There'll probably be about like three bumps taken in that match total.
Damn. Elgin and Suzuki. Hate to miss a Suzuki match, but oh God. Yeah, no. Kazuchika Okada and Yoshihashi, which that's kind of whatever for me. Jay White and Bad Luck Fale, that might be fun. As will Evil and Adam Page.
Oh yeah, no, I'm. That's gonna be pretty good, I think, too. Wow, good matches, so.
Yeah, there are some decent matches on this. Now, mind you, we're going through the G1 matches. They haven't even announced any of the undercard, which, you know, maybe a blessing in disguise.
I don't care about the undercard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, who does,
I'm sorry.
I mean, who does care about the undercard during G1?
There's enough wrestling matches to take place during this. There is no need for me to watch some tag matches that are of no bearing on anything.
Yeah. So, continuing, on the 28th, we are in Aichi at the Aichi Prefectural Gymnasium. For B Block, Juice Robinson and Toriano. That'll be, you know, a short clusterfuck. Hiroki Goto and Tetsuya Naito. It'll be worth it just to hear the banter from Naito against Goto.
He banters
the fuck out of Goto on these whenever they match up against each other. Ishii and Ibushi. Good thing they weren't against each other yesterday, because Jim Ross would have lost his shit at that point.
Oh, man. Ishii Ibushi in the past has been fantastic, so.
Yeah.
This is. I'm looking very much looking forward to that.
Kenny Omega and Sonata. Okay. I can't think of any singles matches between those two off the top of my head, but it could be good. And then Tama Tonga against Zack Sabre Jr. is listed.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely going to be a Styles clash, though.
Yeah.
You know? So on the 30th of July, that's a Monday, so we get a 1 day break there in Kagawa in Takamatsu. We get Hiroshi Tanahashi against Yoshihashi. Togi Makabe and Bad Luck Fale. That is a must-miss match for me. I'm sorry. Michael Elgin and Kazuchika Okada. Now, last year, I thought they had a fantastic match, but that was last year before... Elgin kind of revealed what he was.
They did have a really good match last year.
They did.
Though,
I mean,
so.
they really, really did. But it's a damn shame. You know, I may have to break my agreement just to watch this, just because it's Okada, and, you know, I like Kazuchika Okada, so. I don't know. We'll see. I'll maybe see what the general mood is on that one. JY and Adam Page. They've wrestled before. Mm-hmm. It was decent.
Yeah.
I think they'll be in front of a much more receptive crowd this time
right.
than they do, as opposed to in Long Beach back in March.
Yeah. Yeah. Or that was this day we're kind of dead on arrival.
Yeah, which I think that a lot of that experience went into the match that happened last night for Jay White, because he's like, yeah, we ain't doing this again.
Nope.
And then Evil against Suzuki, I think that's gonna be good.
Yeah, that should be a fun, really good match.
I think so. I think that one is. I think that one will rock the house. We now head into August, the traditional G1 time. On the 1st of August, Kagoshima, Juice Robinson against Sonata. That could be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goto and Ibushi. I think Ibushi. Goto is good for what he does. I just can't get excited about Hiroki Goto matches anymore, or Hiroki Goto programs.
It's very hard to sometimes.
It is. Kota Ibushi may have to work down a little bit for Goto.
Mm.
And that might be a controversial opinion, but it might have to work down a little bit. Ishii and Tama Tonga. Toriano and Tetsuya Naito, they always crack me up when they wrestle each other. Because it's just going to be a especially when it was like the first when Naito first went in Gobernables, because Toriano realized that, oh wait, he's going to cheat too. Shit. It's like it didn't. It's like, yeah, okay. And then Kenny Omega against Zack Sabre Jr.
That could be pretty good.
This will be fascinating, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like going to be. It'd be interesting to see Sabre tie up Kenny Omega in knots and stuff.
Yeah, again, I can honestly see this. I can honestly see Omega not having a very good G1 climax with as far as the results go with who he's up against. And honestly, I think that would be a very interesting storyline, because you have the guy who says that he's going to change the world, but I think maybe he should be, you know, be forced to climb up a few mountains in order to do so. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you get my drift. We then move on the 2nd to Fukuoka. Hiroshi Tanahashi and Evil, that'll be good. They've had some good matches. Well, at least one.
Yeah, they have.
At least one. Makabe and Adam Page. Elgin and Fale. I think I'm going to skip both of those matches. Kazuchika Okada and Minoru Suzuki. Keep in mind
that's a hard pass for me.
Well, okay, that's fine. The last two encounters that they've had have been time limit draws on 30 minute matches. So I'm wondering if they're going to break that cycle with this. But
yeah, I don't know. I hope they have a clean finish on that.
Yeah, I hope they do too. But yeah, no, I don't know. You said it's a hard pass. For me, this is a must see. So again, everybody has different tastes, right? And then Jay White and Yoshihashi. So that's an intra chaos match. Are we gonna see Jay White just go batshit on his fellow stablemates? Just because, I mean, he's already pretty much said to Okada's face that he's gonna betray him one day.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
You know, he just we then go to a 2-day stand at the Osaka Edeon Arena. Starting on the 4th of August with B-Block. Juice Robinson against Zack Sabre Jr. They had one of the best matches at Long Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Last year.
That
was a fantastic match. Hirooki Goto against Tama Tonga. That's a mid-card match for the ages. Tomohiro Ishii against Kenny Omega. They have had a couple of good matches against each other. It has to be said. But Toriano and Sonata, that'll be, a comedy match. And then Tetsuya Naito and Kota Ibushi. And I'm ready for that match. Lawrence, how about you? Uh-oh. Have we lost Lawrence?
Hello?
Hello. Ooh, what happened?
Oh, I think I hit my mic mute by accident.
Oh,
apologies.
No problem. Yeah, so Ishii, Omega, and Naito and Ibushi, I think, will stand out on this show.
Man, that's going to be... every time Naito and Ibushi go at it, it's like... That's a freaking epic...
Yeah,
so.
That's going to be something else. I'm really looking forward to that one. On August the 5th in Osaka, we get Adam Page and Minoru Suzuki. I honestly see that as a kind of a mismatch, honestly.
Boy.
Bit of a mismatch. Yoshihashi and Fale. Okada and Evil, their G1 match last year. Okada
really
had his first singles loss in like a year or something.
Yeah.
In over a year.
That was awesome.
That match was great. I wonder if we're going to get something similar this time. Makabe and Jay White, and then Tanahashi and Elgin. I think, even though I won't be watching this one, I think this is the first time they've ever actually faced each other. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I mean, they've positioned themselves. You know, Elgin is, you know, Tanahashi's, you know, ally for so long. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We take a couple of day break after that, and then on Wednesday, August the 8th, we get the traditional August 8th show at the Yokohama Bunka Gym. Going back to a storied match in which Tatsumi Fujinami beat Antonio Inoki. And ever since then, New Japan has run this venue on this date.
Wow.
So, let's see what the card brings us to see if it's going to be worthy of it. The listed matches here are Tetsuya Naito against Sonata. Kota Ibushi and Tama Tonga.
All right, that's not bad.
Tori Yano and Kenny Omega. So, oh yeah, we're getting.
Oh jeez, that
we're,
again.
we're getting the comedy match for sure on this one. Hirooki Goto and Zack Sabre Jr.
All right, that could be really good.
It could be. No, I agree. It could be. And then Juice Robinson, Tomohiro Ishii. Pretty sure this isn't the match order, I'm pretty sure. But that'll be interesting. I don't know if they've ever gone against each other in singles.
I feel like they haven't.
Yeah, I do too. So that was the last outside of Tokyo date is the Yokohama date on August the 8th until we get to the final 3 days of the tournament. This year it's at Budokan, as opposed to Ryogoku, and the reason being is Ryogoku is being renovated for the 2020 Olympics. During this time, it is now. It's not going to be that long. I know that they're going to be doing some work on it, but they're doing. They're already in the midst of it. That's going to be interesting because usually the September Sumo Basho is in Ryogoku. So yeah. They're gonna have to hold that elsewhere this time.
Yeah.
The sumo may have to go into Budokan.
Wow.
For that matter, and it's also interesting because way back when Budokan was always All Japan's building. I don't think traditionally New Japan did not run very well in Budokan. They ran much better in Ryogoku, which is why they always went there.
Yep. So, but they're kind of doing this out of necessity.
Well, it is a necessity, but it's also a new era, too. Let's not forget.
No, it is. Definitely is.
And I definitely think that at G1 Climax, you know, final, you know, block finals and the final, I think that could be a good draw into Budokan. So this may change some of the dynamic. And let's face it, you know, neither All Japan nor Pro Wrestling NOAH, for that matter, are in a position to run at Budokan at this point.
Right.
So, I mean, All Japan ran Ryogoku, and they got about 3,000 people more than I thought they would last year. So they've had even Big Japan, I mean, usually Ryogoku tons around this time, right? It's usually in late July, around the same time as Dragon Gate Kobe World, right?
Yeah.
But this year, I know that Ryogoku tons happening in November. So, yeah, I mean, the renovations are, I mean, I know why they're doing it, but it's kind of putting, kind of jumbling up the pro wrestling schedule in Japan a little bit, but,
yeah, it is.
So anyway, so as we move on to Budokan, Bad Luck Fale against Minoru Suzuki, and I don't have high expectations for that one, unfortunately. Yoshihashi against Adam Page.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Jay White against Evil, that'll be good, I think.
Ooh, all right.
Here's a must miss. Makabe and Elgin.
Yeah.
So I take that back. It's going to be only 17 matches we missed, because I forgot that they were going to face each other at one point. So, and then the main, what's sure to be the main event, and probably the decider for Block A, Hiroshi Tanahashi against Kazuchika Okada. Now,
oh, that's right.
Now, I know this is like the most storied feud in modern New Japan history. And it was, for the most part, a great one, a great feud. But that last match at Wrestling Dontaku between the two, especially for the momentous occasion that it was supposed to have been, that match was just shockingly average.
Yeah, very okay match.
Yeah, so I'm kind of a little maybe a little skeptical on that on it now, which is a shame. But so there's that. We go on to August the 11th in Budokan, and here's the last two matches are also sure to be deciders for B Block. Juice Robinson against Hirooki Goto, that'll be decent. Ishii and Sonata, also that'll be decent. Yano and Tama Tonga, I cannot see them taking either of them taking this match that seriously.
No.
And then Tetsuya Naito against Zack Sabre Jr. Naito is owed a win in this little
fight. Oh, yeah.
And then what's probably going to be the main event, Kenny Omega against Kota Ibushi. The match everybody has been waiting for. As the Golden Lover, yeah. The Mega Golden Lover powers explode. So, and then of course on August the 12th is the finals, which will have the block winners. That nothing else has been announced yet. So, I guess we get down to the meat of this. Who do you see winning the? Who's your G1 final? Winning out of the blocks.
Ibushi and Oh geez. Trying to think. Block B. Maybe Okada.
You know, I think that might be the most logical one, because I think they're going to try to position Okada to get back into the main event at Wrestle Kingdom. And to do that, he'll have to win G1 Climax.
No. Not necessarily.
Well, necessarily.
What's going to happen is that Ibushi wins G1. He beats Okada. And then he loses the briefcase to someone.
Really?
It's Okada gets a rematch or something, or...
Well, how would Okada get a...
Ibushi's going to win?
I don't know. I don't see...
I don't know.
I agree with the final probably going to be Okada and Ibushi. I think what
maybe Okada doesn't main event the Tokyo Dome.
Well, I mean, it took New Japan a long time to get over the idea of Hiroshi Tanahashi not main eventing the Tokyo Dome. I'm not sure if they're going to go... They're going to let Okada go that quickly either.
Well, we'll see. I don't know, though. I do have a feeling Ibushi's going to win the briefcase, and he's going to win G1.
I think one thing is certain. I think Naito is going to be in the main event in Wrestle Kingdom, because the bump that they got from that, I mean, it cannot be denied, you know?
Yeah, so, I think Naito gets his moment this coming year.
So I think what we may see is, I see where you're coming from. I think what I'm seeing is Okada and Ibushi in the final. I think Okada wins it and gets the briefcase. But if Naito beats Omega on the first day of B Block, he's going to challenge Omega at King of Pro Wrestling and probably win the title. So that sets up Okada and Naito. To set up Okada and Naito. And then my Wrestle Kingdom prediction from 3 years ago finally comes true.
Yeah. There you go.
But we'll see. I mean, I've been wrong before, and I'll probably be wrong again. But you know, that just makes the most sense to me. I do see Ibushi. I do see Okada winning A block. I do see Ibushi winning B block.
Yeah.
So we can agree on that. Now, what happens after that, we'll see.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I'm also going to say that I really think they should have taken out Michael Elgin and put Jeff Cobb in his place.
I would have been totally fine with that.
Yeah, I don't think I can't imagine anybody would be upset with, well, except Michael Elgin, but you know, fuck him. So that's what I'm gonna say. So yeah, that's G1 Climax. We actually managed to do that in under an hour, Lawrence.
Wow,
it's crazy. Who do you miss anybody in this G1 lineup? I know that the
do I miss anyone?
Well, yeah, actually, yeah, I miss somebody because he should. This
oh,
should
I
have
miss
been
a
his,
lot of people
because this should have been his last one. This should have been Satoshi Kojima,
Yuji Nagata. Oh,
yeah,
him too.
Yeah, but I mean, we knew that Nagata wasn't going to be around, but yeah, it kind of stinks. I still think he can go too. You know.
Yeah, Kojima too. That's also very, very disappointing.
Kojima.
Very disappointing.
I really hope he comes back from his injury soon. That would be nice.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have loved to see him and Nagata in it, but you know, it is what it is.
So. Yeah, and we know why. So. And besides Elgin, who else would you have taken? Who would you have taken out of this lineup?
Makabe.
Oh God!
I know
yeah.
You can't really, but. Yeah, but Jesus Christ.
But
I mean,
hey,
Makabe's matches are
he's the most mainstream guy in New Japan Pro Wrestling because he goes on talk shows and eats candy and shit. Come on, guys.
Like, yeah, that's great, but like he's at the same time, it's like he's just a fucking bore. Like he's just a bored. It's like I just cannot watch Makabe. I just can't.
Yeah, I can't
deal with it.
Yeah, I think we hit the Makabe plateau like a long time ago.
Yeah. So. Oh my God. Yeah. No, I'm just like no interest in any of his matches at all. Yeah. I just don't.
Well.
So
that.
Yeah. I would take him out. And.
Oh, I know who
else.
I know who else I miss, but we know the reasons why not. You know, Katsuyori Shibata, of course.
Oh yeah! Oh jeez! Yeah.
We all know the reasons why that
is.
I think this had things not gone pear shaped for him. I really think that maybe we would have seen Katsuya Kitamura into G1 this year.
Yeah.
Because I know they were really wanting to push him, but oh boy. And now, now Hiromu Takahashi, of course, joins those ranks, as far as we know. So,
yep.
But anyway, Lawrence and I are calling the final as Okada versus Ibushi. We differ on what's going to happen after that, but you know, you'll have that sometimes. So yeah, I think we've pretty much over the course of the last 2.5 hours of recorded time or so, I think we've pretty much caught up on everything New Japan wise. And I don't think I don't think Yuji Nagata is slated to do another All Asia tag team defense with Akiyama anytime soon, is he?
Not that I've been told.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything so. All right, so let's do the plugs. Shout out to Chris Damasceno, Steve Cash, and everybody else. Shout out to our friends, Bunchy Bunches. She's moved away from Indy now. She's on the road. She was at the show last night with Dion with another one of our friends, Jana. She was there. They were all there too. So good luck in the move, Bunches. On of course we'll talk on the internet, of course. Lawrence, talk about yourself.
Yes.
For a few minutes.
Oh, ew, gross. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at LOB_3. Have been doing other podcasts for a little bit because of Ian's moving situation at the current moment. But once he gets settled and everything up in New York, probably gonna get back on that train at some point. So
did
look
you
for that.
Did
the,
you ever
the
do
future.
The Did you ever do the Guts World?
Yes, it got posted.
Oh snap! How long ago?
Yeah, finally. Last week, maybe.
Oh snap! Okay,
a few days
well,
ago.
I'll have to. And how
I
we
forgot.
Find? And how do we find that one?
I forgot.
Good.
It's
good thing I didn't. SoundCloud.com/strongstyle. SKRONG style.
Oh Jesus! You got my plugs down better than me. I'm a failure. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I have not. I haven't listened to that one yet. I didn't know it was around, so I'll have to check that one out. And explain real quick which one this was. Is the history of a Japanese indie promotion?
Guts World.
Yep.
Guts World. Yes, Guts World. We talked about like Guts World. The last few years of Guts World, for the most part. I mean, I kind of went over a few of the like you know how kind of how it got started out and by a. Guts Ishijima, and then later on, like Mr. Ganesuke got involved with him and ran it with him. So, and then we talked about a lot of the matches that happened that were really good the last few years before they shut down.
All right, then I will definitely check that one out myself. As for myself, you can hear me elsewhere. A new episode of the Busting Balls podcast went up, and this is, of course, my podcast with a friend of mine who lives in the UK named John Arnold, and we discuss the beautiful game and try to take the absolute piss out of it. Although, one thing is already seemingly out of date, because I guess anywhere between 2 and 6, last I looked, of the Thai kids, who the Thai youth soccer team, who were stuck in a cave, have been rescued.
Oh yeah,
so
I saw that.
Yeah,
yeah,
we did
that
touch
was crazy.
On we did touch on that. We recorded that yesterday as we're recording this. But by the time you listen to this show, episode 3 of Busting Balls will be up. It's called It's a Mad World Cup. We even use a certain Tears for Fear song as bridging
I can guess
music.
What that one is.
Yeah. So anyway, you can find that soundcloud.com/busting-balls. And yeah, if you have any interest in football, soccer, whatever you want to call it, or this World Cup, give it a listen. Our first three episodes have all focused on the World Cup as the main topic. I'm glad to say that next episode, the World Cup will finally be over, and we're not going to use that as the main topic. So we can finally talk about proper club football as we head into as all the European league seasons start coming up. And of course, you can also find me at Strong Style Story without the E in style on Twitter. The blog is strongstylestory.tumblr.com, and you have been listening to this on Place to Be Nation and the Pro Wrestling Only Board podcast feed. I guess the Pro Wrestling Only site has been renovated and redone now. But I have not had a chance to go look at it, so
I just looked at it. It looks awesome. So
oh good. Well check that out. ProWrestlingOnly.com, PlaceToBeNation.com, of course. And thanks a lot to Brad, Chad, and JT Lazaro for putting up with us on this. We're gonna do a Strong Style history, as we said, later in the month of July. I don't think we're gonna do another one of these episodes until after G1 Climax, because I mean, why? You know, let's just get everything.
I'm not
in.
Gonna try to keep. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, our schedules really do not allow for a weekly show. You know, we just can't do it. So. Yeah. So. That's all I got. Lawrence, any final words?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, everyone, thanks for listening to this special two-part episode of the Strong Style Story podcast. We'll catch you in the month of August on this program. Strong Style Story, Strong Style History, episode 15, focusing on the very first G1 climax, will be forthcoming later in the month of July. So thanks a lot, and everybody, take care of yourselves. Enjoy G1 climax. Take care. Goodbye.